On this carol service morning, we're going to have three Bible readings, and they're going to be read to us by three of our young people. So first of all, Rachel Williams is going to come up and read our first Bible reading. It will be on the screen. It's from Luke chapter 1. Okay, Rachel?
Okay.
Luke chapter 1 from verse 26.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be a barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Luke chapter 1, verses 39-45. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. Why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my room leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished."
And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
Thank you. Well done. Adults, it would be really helpful to me and hopefully to you if you turned to Luke chapter 1 again. And we're particularly focusing our attention today on verse 35. Luke chapter 1 and verse 35. So if you have that open, children, if you sit up straight and look at me, then everything you need will be in this bit here. So you can keep looking at me, which is good. Right, now listen, we need to think today about
Gareth,
I'm in the middle of trying to teach the Bible here.
I've got a present for you.
Oh, I love presents. Who's it from?
It's from your mum.
It's from my mum? Oh, I love presents from my mum. Right, listen, I'm in the middle of something, so I'm going to put it down here, and I'm going to open it later. But yeah, that's definitely a present I'm going to welcome, because it's from my mum. Thanks, Gareth. Cheers. Great, now where were we? Oh, that's right, we need to think about the Christmas story together, don't we?
Delivery!
What? Rachel, I'm in the middle of trying to teach the Bible here.
Yeah. I've got something for you.
Oh, what is it?
It's a letter.
Oh, I love letters. Where's it from?
It's from your great-uncle Joe.
Great-uncle Joe? I haven't heard from great-uncle Joe for ages. That's great. I'm going to welcome that because that's from great-uncle Joe. I'm going to put that there and I'm going to read that later. Sorry about that. It's important to get delivery, so isn't it? Now, where were we? You need to start thinking. What? Gareth, not again. Gareth, I'm in the middle of... Look, what is it?
It's a present.
Who from?
From Big Bad Bob.
Ooh. From Big Bad Bob? Do you think I should welcome a present from Big Bad Bob, or do you think I should reject it? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Should I welcome it? Should I take it? Or should I reject it? Should I send it away? I mean, Big Bad Bob, he's really mean to me, and he's horrible, and I'm not sure I want what's inside that present. What do you think I should do? Reject it. Right, send it away. I don't want a present from Big Bad Bob. Oh, it's terrible. Now listen, do you know what? All these deliveries have got me thinking that where something comes from really helps you to decide what to do with it. So where a present comes from either helps you to decide whether you're going to welcome it. Can you do that with me? Because we're going to need these because you're going to help me later. We either welcome a present or we reject it. Okay? So we either welcome a present or reject it. So a present from my mum is a present that I want to welcome. It's a present that I want because it's from my mum. It's from someone who loves me. And I'm sure there's something good inside, but I'll have to open it later. But a present from Big Bad Bob is a present that I want to reject because of where it comes from. You see, where a present comes from is really important. Now listen, what's all that got to do with the Christmas story? What's all that got to do with the bit of the Bible that Rachel and Ethan and Dorothy read to us? What's it got to do with Christmas? Well, in the bit of the Bible that we read today, we read a title for Jesus. Here's the title, Son of God. That is what the title for Jesus that we read in the bit of Bible. And this is a title that teaches us where Jesus comes from. This title is like a giant tag on a present. You know when sometimes you get a present and it's got a little label attached to it, and when you're ripping open your presents next week, Mum and Dad will be saying, oh, make sure you read who it's from so we can write it down. Listen, this title for Jesus is like a giant tag on Jesus telling us where he comes from. Now listen, I'm going to hang this up here because we're going to need this one. Hopefully these will hang. Okay, so Jesus is the Son of God. When the angel went to Mary and she said, you are going to have a baby boy and he will be called the Son of God, the angel was teaching Mary that Jesus comes from God. So listen, this is what we're going to be learning together this morning. And I'm going to ask you a question and then you're going to answer this, okay? You ready? So I'm going to ask you, where does Jesus come from? And you're going to shout back to me, Jesus is from God. Can you say that? Should we do that? Where does Jesus come from? Jesus is from God. Listen, that's what we're going to be learning together this morning. So every time I ask you that question, will you be ready to shout that answer back to me? Will you be ready to do that? Do you think so? Good. So we're learning this morning. Where does Jesus come from?
Jesus is from God.
Brilliant. But how does this title, Son of God, teach us that Jesus is from God? Well, let me try and explain. Noah and David, would you guys come up here? And Sam and Thomas, would you guys come up here for a second? Let me try and explain what I mean. David, could you stand here for me? Thank you very much. And Noah, can you come and stand in front of your dad? There we go. And then Thomas, do you guys do the same? Now listen, here's the thing. We could say, couldn't we, Noah is son of David, okay? Because Noah comes from David. And we could say, Thomas, son of Sam, because Thomas comes from Sam. Now if Jesus was standing here in the line, then we could say, Jesus, son of God, because Jesus comes from God. Thanks, guys. You can sit down. But do you understand what that is? Yes. So we're saying that Jesus comes from God because he's the Son of God. Now, grown-ups, that is why in the Bible we're told that Jesus is conceived by the Holy Spirit, because he comes from God. So you see, when we are told that Jesus is the Son of God, we are being told that Jesus is from God. We're being told that Jesus is a wonderful present from God. So where does Jesus come from?
Jesus.
Oh, you're a bit slow. You're a bit sleepy. You need to be quicker than that. Where does Jesus come from?
Jesus.
Okay, next time I ask it, I want a bit quicker and a bit louder, okay? Where does Jesus come from?
Jesus.
Good, right, you're getting there. This is good. Now listen, do you know what? Luke goes on to show us in the book of the Bible that we read from this morning that Jesus is a wonderful present from God to help us. You see, Jesus isn't like a useless pair of socks or a can of deodorant that we'll never use. Jesus is exactly the present that we need. And so Jesus is a present from God to help us. But why does God tell us where Jesus comes from? Why does God go to all the effort of announcing that Jesus is the Son of God because he's from God? Well, here's the really important thing. Do you remember at the start when I got some deliveries? Do you remember that? And we said that where a present comes from helps you to decide what to do with it. So a present from my mum is a present that I want to welcome, but a present from Big Bad Bob is a present that I reject. And now that we know where Jesus comes from, the question is, what should we do with that present? Should we welcome Jesus or should we reject? Now you give me your arms. What do you think we should do? Do you think we should welcome or do you think we should reject Jesus? Let's see. It looks like most of you have got the right answer. Actually, the right answer, the right thing to do with a present that comes from God is to welcome Jesus. We should welcome him as a present from God. We should say, yes, please. I really want this present. I really want Jesus. A present that comes from God is a present from somebody very important and very powerful. A present that comes from God is a present from someone who loves us and cares for us. A present from God is from someone who knows exactly what we need. He knows that you don't really need your Nintendo DS next week. He knows that you don't really need your new doll, but he knows exactly what you do need. And that's why a present from God is a present that we should welcome. So Jesus is a present from God. Where does Jesus come from? Jesus is from God. And did you know that that's something that the rest of the Christmas story teaches us? It teaches us that Jesus is a present we should welcome. Does anyone know who this is a picture of? Isaac, who's this a picture of? This is Mary. We're going to think together for a few minutes just about the Christmas story and about people who welcomed Jesus. You see, Mary was told by an angel that she was going to have a baby boy. And that baby boy would be called the Son of God. In other words, Mary was told that she was going to have a wonderful present from God. Now, what do you think Mary did? Do you think Mary welcomed Jesus? Or do you think she rejected? Put your arms in the place that you think. What's your answer? Let's see your answer. Good. Teenagers are all giving it wide arms over there as well. That's a good thing. Good, that's right. Mary welcomed Jesus. Mary was pleased to be part of God's plan. Adults, if you look to chapter 1 and verse 38, you'll see that she says, I am your servant. She is very pleased. She is welcoming Jesus. And in fact, she's so happy about it. The bit Dorothy read to us, she starts singing a song which says, God, you're so kind to us. You're so generous. You've remembered to help us because you have sent us a present. Jesus is a present from God, and Mary welcomes that present. Let me just hang Mary up there. Now, let's carry on in the story. Who's this? Does anyone know who this is? Who's this? Yeah. Well, it's not Joseph. What's this down here? It's the sheep. It's the shepherds. That's right. We also go on to read about the shepherds. Now, the shepherds were in a field near Bethlehem. And they were lying in their field, minding their own business at night. And then an angel appeared. And an angel said to them, listen, shepherds, God has given a present. There's a present from God in the town of Bethlehem. There is a savior that has been born, someone who's come to God, from God to help you. And he said, what do you think the shepherds did? Do you think they laid there and rejected the present? Or do you think they welcomed Jesus? Show me your arms. What do you think they did? Did they welcome or reject? That's right. They welcomed Jesus. Do you know what they did? They got straight up and they ran down to Bethlehem and they found the baby Jesus. And they praised God for sending this savior, sending the one to help them. Because they saw that Jesus was a present from God, they welcomed Jesus. They knew they needed help. They knew they needed this present from God, and so they welcomed Jesus. I'm just going to hang Mary up. Shepherds up next to Mary. Okay, now, let's think about some others. Who's this? Someone know who this is? Adam. That's it. This is the three wise men. This is the Magi. This is the wise men. Now, God put a star in the sky to tell these wise men that he'd sent them a present, that there was a present from God. It was a new king, a powerful king, a king who'd come to help. Now, what do you think the wise men did? Do you think the wise men welcomed Jesus, or do you think they rejected Jesus? Let's see your arms. What do you think? That's right. You're right again. They welcomed Jesus. They saw the star and they followed the star to find this new baby king, because they knew that this baby king was a present from God. And when they got there, they bowed down and they worshipped. And they gave presents because they welcomed. They knew that Jesus was a king that they needed. They knew that this was a present from God and that he'd come to help them. So there's the wise men. Let me hang the wise men up next to the shepherds. Now, do you know what? There are lots of people, aren't there, in the Christmas story who welcomed Jesus. But the story, the Christmas story, isn't completely full of people who welcome Jesus, is it? Does anyone know who this is? Does anyone? Yeah, who's this? Herod. That's right. This is King Herod. And do you know what? King Herod, do you think he welcomed Jesus or rejected him? Show me your arms. Do you think he welcomed him or rejected him? I've lost my page. I'm sorry about that. Here we go. Do you think he welcomed him or rejected him? That's right. He rejected him. Do you know what? He knew that this was a present from God. He'd been told this was a present from God. Someone even read the Bible to him and said, "This is a present from God, this new king." But he really, really didn't want this present from God. In fact, he didn't want Jesus so much that he even tried to kill Jesus. Herod rejected Jesus. And do you know what? As you read the story of the Bible, as you read Luke, the book that we read from today, actually, do you know what? It goes on to show that there are lots of people who welcome Jesus, and there are lots of people who rejected Jesus. There are lots of people who put their arms out and said to Jesus, "Yes, please, you are a present from God, and we will welcome you." But there are lots of people who rejected him. I could tell you the story of Zacchaeus, one of my favorite stories in the Bible. Zacchaeus was a man who welcomed Jesus. He knew he needed help from Jesus, and he welcomed him. Or I could tell you about Levi. There are lots of people in the Bible. Listen, I've got one more picture to show you. Let me just hang King Herod up. I've got one more picture to show you. Does anyone know what this is a picture of? Ethan, what's this a picture of? It's a picture of the cross. Do you know what? King Herod was not the only person who rejected Jesus. King Herod was not the only person who wanted to kill Jesus. Jesus was killed on a cross because people rejected him as a present from God. Jesus was killed on a cross, and even as he was hanging on the cross, even as you read the story of the cross, there were some people who welcomed him, and there were some people who rejected him. Jesus was killed with two others. There was one man on his left. And do you know what? That man rejected Jesus as a present from God. He didn't want this present from God. He was rude to Jesus and he insulted him. Even as people walked past the cross, they were rejecting Jesus as a present from God. They didn't want a present from God. But let me tell you something amazing. Did you know that on the other side of Jesus, there was another man who was being killed? And he saw that Jesus was a wonderful present from God to help us. He could see that Jesus didn't deserve to die. He could see that Jesus was good and right and could help him. He knew that Jesus was a present from God. And so he welcomed Jesus. And he said, "Jesus, please remember me today when you come into your kingdom." Now here's the amazing thing. Do you know what Jesus did? When this man welcomed Jesus, do you know what Jesus did? Jesus welcomed him. On that cross, he said to him, "Today, you will be with me in heaven." When that man welcomed Jesus, Jesus welcomed him. Now, I'm just going to hang this picture up, and then I'm going to ask you a couple of questions to see if we can remember. Okay, so where does Jesus come from? And because Jesus is the Son of God, we know that he is a present from God. He's a present from God to help us. And I want to ask you a question as we finish today. What will you do with Jesus this Christmas? Will you be someone who welcomes Jesus because he's a present from God? Or will you be someone who rejects Jesus because he's a present from God? Listen, what does it mean? What does it mean to welcome Jesus today? I think it means two things. First of all, it means that you need to say to Jesus, "We need help." You need to recognize that Jesus is the one who has come from God to help us. The Bible tells us that all of us have rejected Jesus. All of us have not listened to Jesus as we should. All of us have not loved Jesus as we should. All of us have rejected God rather than welcomed God. And that is what the Bible calls sin. Sometimes it calls it our enemy. And God says that we deserve to be punished because we have rejected Jesus and we have rejected him. God says that we deserve to be punished because we haven't loved him as we should. We need to say to Jesus, "Jesus, we need help." So that's the first thing we need to do. And then we need to say to Jesus, "Jesus, please help me." To welcome Jesus means to say to Jesus, "Jesus, you're the only one who can help us. You are a present from God to help us." Do you remember that man on the cross? Do you remember the man? As he welcomed Jesus, then Jesus welcomed him. Jesus was punished on a cross so that we could be forgiven. Jesus was punished for all those times that we have rejected God so that we could be forgiven. And if you welcome Jesus this morning, then here's the best thing. Jesus will welcome you. And that is better than any Christmas present you're going to get next Sunday. The fact that Jesus welcomes us is a present far better than any toy or any game or any bit of clothing you're going to get next week. Jesus welcomes us. So where does Jesus come from?
Jesus is from God
to help us. And as we welcome Jesus as a present from God, he will welcome us. Now listen, if you want to welcome Jesus this morning, which is a good time to do it, then I'm going to pray a short prayer. And if you want to pray that with me, then you're very welcome to. And you will discover that as you welcome Jesus, Jesus welcomes you. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing. Lord Jesus, you are the Son of God. You are a present from God to help me. I am sorry that I have rejected you. I deserve to be punished by you. I really need your help. Lord Jesus, please help me today. Please forgive me and please welcome me. Amen.